Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, let's talk about the quandary the government finds itself in relation to the new National Maternity Hospital. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has urged the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group to take note of the consensus in the Oireachtas in relation to the new National Maternity Hospital. Today, the Social Democrats brought forward a private member's motion calling for full state ownership of the hospital and its site. The government has said it will not oppose the motion, but where can the state go from here, I wonder? I'm joined by Dr. Peter Boylan, former master of the National Maternity Hospital, and by Sinn Féin spokesperson on health, David Cullinan. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might get your reaction, Peter Boylan, first of all, to the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group statement yesterday, which came as a bit of a surprise. They said that for the delivery of integrated patient care on the Elm Park campus, it must retain ownership of the site. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I think they're absolutely wrong. There are many hospitals around the world, and I worked in London, I worked in the United States, and I visited many, many hospitals around the world, both to do reports and on conferences and things. And co-location of specialist hospitals with general hospitals is nothing new, having independent governance, ownership, and budgets and so on. So they're wrong in that.
But the statement says, and the hospital group says, that the views of the hospital on this were understood and accepted by the department in 2017, and that a lease option on the land was accepted. I mean, I know you'd resigned, but was that your understanding?
Well, there have been several iterations of very complicated and complex arrangements between leases, licenses, and so on. But the bottom line is that unless the state owns the land on which the hospital is built, there is little or no prospect of independence for the new National Maternity Hospital. And I think that, in fact, the government probably are considering a plan B. And let me just tell you why I say this. Last Saturday, I was out and returning from the shops when I bumped into Simon Harris. And we discussed the issue of the hospital. Obviously, we know each other very well. And he suggested that possibly Tala might be an option. He suggested that. So that makes me think that possibly the government are considering a plan B here. Now, people may think that Tala, well, God, you're going to start all over again. Well, actually, that's not the case. Tala had put in a bid for the new children's hospital, so they have plenty of space. And I've spoken to people in Tala, so very senior people who know about about Tala, mm-hmm. and they have the space. The government, the building itself, the design of the new hospital is absolutely superb, and it's a huge amount of work and energy has gone in by my colleagues at Hollow Street over the years. I mean, they really have. But it would require almost no change in design.
Well, can I move it somewhere else? Can I just rudely, if I may say so myself, stop you there for a second? Because I find it almost incredible that in June 2021, you happen to have a meeting with the former Minister for Health, Simon Harris, and he, at this point, mentions a change of location or a plan B, as you put it. Because the question of ownership and governance has been discussed on this project for years. And almost to prove it, let me play you both and the listeners some audio from an interview in 2017. On the 20th of April 2017, to be exact, the then master of Hollow Street Hospital, Dr. Rona Mahoney, and the chair of the hospital board, and former president of the High Court, Nicholas Kearns, gave an interview to Sean O'Rourke on RT Radio 1. And both Rona Mahoney and Nicholas Kearns represented Hollow Street in the negotiations with St. Vincent's Hospital. And Sean O'Rourke asked him at the time if there was a possibility that the site might be bought by the state. Have a listen.
Was consideration given in the course of the negotiations, you would obviously know this, both of you, to the idea of trying to buy the site from the religious order, maybe at a nominal price, or maybe even ask them to donate it?
That was never on the table as an element in the discussions.
Right. Any reason why you wouldn't have sought that?
Well, it was never on the table, let's put it that way. It was not put on the table or made available to be put on the table.
But I mean, the ownership, this is effectively a public hospital, the ownership of a public hospital that is 100% under the control of an independent entity is really not the point to be fighting here. The point is that we provide a hospital for women and babies and that we have 100% control of the clinical services delivered in that hospital.
Now, let me play you one more little clip. Later in the same interview, the issue of ownership came up again. Listen to what they say.
Can I put some of the texts that are coming in? People, the public do not believe autonomy is or will be vested in the board. They are asking why the nuns are so adamant in wanting sole ownership.
They own the property. They own the property.
And then they get a €300 million asset at today's prices built on that, and they own that too.
Correct.
Does that not seem, you know, sort of questionable in your view?
Hang on, that's a little simple. The state is the person who, if you like, or the party that will be investing in the hospital, and the state will protect their investment in all the usual ways, to grant agreement and lease arrangements and all the rest of it. That is standard.
But it does seem extraordinary. You're going to put a €300 million hospital on this piece of land and you didn't even try to buy it.
The land, the ownership of the land is not my concern. My concern is control of the hospital in which I will be delivering care. I own Holly Street.
If you, and I don't mean in any sense to trivialise what you do, but I mean, if you were building a hotel and you were running it or, you know, managing it, you know, you'd want to be pretty sure that your control over it
into the future was
fairly reliable. And if you didn't own the site on which it was built, I'm not sure the bank manager would be too pleased.
John, that is why you have grant agreements and lease agreements. This is effectively a public hospital. So the ownership is slightly moot. What is important is the services that are delivered there. The nuns cannot sell the new National Maternity Hospital when it arrives there. The nuns will not control the new National Maternity Hospital, will not control that board, and the nuns will not control clinical care that is given to women and infants.
And that's Dr. Rona Mahoney and Nicholas Kearns with Sean O'Rourke. In 2017, we did request an interview, I should say, with the National Maternity Hospital and the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, but no one was available. Before I bring in David Cullinan, can I say to you and ask you, Dr. Peter Boylan, to comment on this, that I find it quite perplexing that this was obviously, ownership and governance was obviously considered in great depth and detail as far back as 2017, and I assume well before then as well. And only now, am I right in saying that you have a chance meeting with the former Minister for Health, Simon Harris, and the question of changing the site arises only now. Is that correct?
Well, I think you have to put it in context, in that when the Sisters of Charity said that they were going to get out of Vincent's Healthcare and transfer ownership and give it to the people of Ireland, they said two things. One is that they would amend the constitution, amend their core values. Now, they didn't do that when they formed the new company that they're going to want to transfer ownership into. So Simon Harris was the minister when that was going on, and he accepted their bona fides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the constitution of the new company was formed, it was very clear that it had Catholic ethos and that the core values are exactly the same as the Sisters of Charity, and the directors of the company are obliged to uphold the values and vision of Mother Mary Aikenhead. So then you had the change of government, and you had a new minister and a new Secretary General of the department coming in, and we had the pandemic and all the rest of it. So I think it's only beginning to dawn on people now, and they're not alone in dawning that the ownership of the land is absolutely critical, and everything flows from that. Now, the sisters are in a bit of a bind because they have to get the permission of the Vatican every time, whenever they want to transfer ownership of their assets into any other body.
And I read your letter to the Irish Times in great detail yesterday, where you outline what the state needs to do to get out of this conundrum and also what the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group has to do. But before I bring in David Cullinan, are you saying now, Dr. Peter Boylan, that serious consideration should be given to changing site?
There's no way that the sisters will be able to hand over ownership of the land without the permission of the Vatican. The Vatican will not give permission to build a hospital in which abortions are going to take place. And in the last few days, everything has changed. The government has said publicly it wants to buy the land. We had the motion in the Dáil today. So the state's stated intention is to buy the land. And the game changer, effectively, is that both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have publicly and clearly stated that abortions, IVF and etc. need to be done in that hospital. And they want the constitution of the company that is supposed to own the National Maternity Hospital to change, to put those in, to say specifically that they can do abortions and so on. Now, Rome cannot possibly agree to that.
Okay, so...
And crucially, I would suggest that the bishops of Archbishop of Armagh, of Dublin, Papal Nuncio, would not be able to write to the Vatican with the nihil obstat, that is, they don't object.
So where to now?
To that. Look, we've been, this has been going on for years, and I've been, you know, talking about this for years, trying to get people to see the point. Unless the state owns the land on which the hospital is built, there's no prospect of independence. And so they really need to say, look, this was an awful mistake. It's not going to work unless the state wants to fund the building of a Catholic maternity hospital. And once again, the state will have capitulated to the Catholic Church. And once again, it's the women of Ireland who will suffer.
Okay, so can I bring in...
I'm afraid it's reached an impasse.
David Cullinan, where does this leave us now?
Well, first of all, I just want to try and bring some sense to all of this, because if we can just rewind for a second and digest the full import of what Peter Boylan just said. He said he had a private conversation with a former Minister for Health, Simon Harris, who essentially said that another option of co-location with Talla now should be considered as an alternative to the site at St Vincent's. If that's the case, that's extraordinary, given that it was Simon Harris who was the minister in 2017. And we know from correspondence that has been published by the St Vincent's Healthcare Group that it seems the department in principle signed off on the very complex and convoluted process that Peter spoke about earlier. I agree it is complex. I agree it is convoluted. In fact, in 2017, when Simon Harris was the Minister for Health, there was a private member's motion brought forward to the Dáil by Sinn Féin, supported at the time by Fianna Fáil, and was passed by the Dáil, that the new National Maternity Hospital should be in full public ownership. So we need absolute clarity from the government. Are they serious about a plan B? Because what's also extraordinary...
So what do you think should happen now, David?
Well, I think what's extraordinary also, I'll tell you what I think should happen, but what's also extraordinary is that it seems, again, from the statement from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group yesterday, that there wasn't even a starting point. There wasn't even a negotiation in relation to the ownership of the site. And we all know in negotiations that different sides will take very strong positions at the start, negotiating positions. That's part and parcel of negotiations. I think what needs to happen is very intensive, serious dialogue now with the St Vincent's Healthcare Group to look at the possibilities and to look to see, can the site be brought into public ownership?
But they say it's not for sale. Now, if they maintain that line, if it's not a starting point in a negotiation, if they're serious about that, that the site is not for sale, what should be done now? Should the site be changed?
I think all of the options have to be on the table, and I don't think we can reduce this conversation down to very simplistic options, because it is not. We all want to see the National Maternity Hospital built as quickly as possible. We know it's 6 years behind schedule.
What are the options?
The costs have escalated. Well, the option is, one, that the land is gifted to the state, so that obviously still has to be explored. The second is that the site is purchased by the state. Mm-hmm. So if we haven't even had a negotiation, that's a problem. The third option is CPOing land. Obviously, that can be problematic legally, but it should be explored. And the fourth option is find an alternative site.
So can I go through those very quickly with you? Gifted to the state, that was already the undertaking given some years ago, and it seems that the sisters are not going ahead with that. Purchased, there is obvious difficulty with that because it hasn't happened yet. And CPO, are you really, David Cullinan, willing to go through the time delay it would take for a CPO to be implemented?
Well, first of all, you asked me for the options and I gave you the options.
So what are the real options left?
I also said, if you let me finish for a second, Cormac, because I'm not going to have this issue reduced to very simplistic soundbites. This is a mess of the government's making, not of my making. We're all trying to resolve a situation that has been brought about because the government sat on their hands since 2017 when this issue, and even before that, when this issue was first raised. I think the issue of CPOing the land is deeply problematic, mm-hmm. because it will land the state in very very complex legal arguments. What I'm saying is, of course, we have to put every option on the table. The preferred option, as everybody knows, is that the land at Elland Park and that site is brought into public ownership. If we haven't even had a real negotiation, well, that's a problem. So I'm flabbergasted that on the one hand, we had a private conversation with Peter Boylan and the previous Minister for Health talking about alternative sites. And on the other hand, it seems there wasn't even an ask by the state in relation to the possibility of purchasing the land.
Well,
that's not of my making. That's of the government's making.
I should say, I'll give you the final word, Peter Boylan, but I should say that we have contacted Simon Harris, a spokesperson for comment based on what you've said. But I'll give you the final word on this. Where to now? Where do you think should this go?
Well, I think there's been a complete breakdown in trust between St Vincent's and the government. But I think the important point to understand, everybody needs to get this, is that even if the Sisters of Charity wanted to sell, they have to get the permission of the Vatican. So that's the crucial issue. And people really need to understand that part of the historic, it's one of the hangovers of the relationship between church and state in this country. So the Vatican are the ones who hold the key to this. And it's utterly ridiculous in 2021 that in order to build a modern maternity hospital in the Republic of Ireland, we need the permission of the Vatican in order to build a hospital in which all of these modern healthcare issues can be dealt with.
And you say that's where the difficulty arises. Look, there,
I think based
on the last 15 minutes or so, there are so many questions that need to be answered here. Look, we'll leave it for the moment. Dr. Peter Boylan and David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you both very much.